Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing this back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the publisher of Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that I encourage you to subscribe to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. He is a political operative, folks, of the Republican persuasion, full disclosure. We're talking about, in the previous segment, Rich, you were doing a great job of helping us understand what the framers of the Constitution, the founders of our country, were up against when they were trying to make sure that they put an executive in charge of the government, so to speak, but with the right kind of checks and balances. And what I was saying as we went to the break, the one thing that they did not think about, because it just wasn't in the part of their world, is what I'm going to use this term, and I think it's appropriate, 21st century ideology. Ideology isn't a 21st century thing, but the ideology that I'm worried about right now is 21st century ideology. And because they thought that people would be, they'd be partisan, they thought they would be self-serving, they thought they would be corrupt maybe even. But they didn't think about them being ideologues, meaning that you can't reason with them. You can't negotiate with an ideologue, can you?
No, you can't. You can't. It is like arguing religion. I mean, you believe what you believe, and there's no sense in trying to change it.
So okay, you were going to make a point as we went to the break. I wanted
your point about the framers of the Constitution being very concerned about the power of the executive is correct, but they were so concerned about the power of government generally that they decided after they finished writing the Constitution itself that there were still holes in what they considered to be the protections of the citizenry, and so they came up with the first 12 amendments, but it came down to the first 10 amendments, which now we call the Bill of Rights. And if you read them, these are all amendments that limit what the government can and cannot do. The government shall make no law about the abridging the freedom of press or freedom of the government shall not. I mean, it's like the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments doesn't tell you what you can do; tells you what you can't do.
Right, exactly. Because they felt like that was something would be more enduring, and they were right.
Yeah, they were right, and that's the reason why we've
returned to the Constitution for over 200 years, and it served us.
And you know, one of the things that you know because you spent a lot of time up here, but people who just don't know because they don't know is that
up here meaning Washington D.C.
Washington D.C. is that a lot of people, and I did this when I worked on the Hill, you carry a copy of the Constitution in your back pocket. Yeah. I mean, it's the rule book. I mean, yeah. I did a speech once, and I guess I was the moderator of a program once, and I was, one of the things I can do is it's called vamp till ready. I can just tell the story until whoever was supposed to be there showed up, and I can wrap it up, do the introduction. And I had just been talking about this stuff about the rule book, and whoever the next member of Congress was that came in, walked in, and in the course of his discussion, reached into his pocket, he pulled out a well-thumbed copy of the Constitution.
Right.
He actually had one in his pocket.
Right.
I said, I told you, it's the rule book.
Mm-hmm. So now come back to ideology, because this administration, President Obama, and his people, when you look at the things that have been happening over the last 6 years, things like in my opinion, an ideologue is more likely to believe that. The Machiavellian thing, the end justifies the means.
Exactly.
In my opinion, an ideologue thinks like that. You agree with me on that?
Yes, absolutely. That's right.
All right, so now you look at what's been happening. Look at all the different things that have happened. and you start getting the opinion, the feeling that to the Obama administration, and folks, I'm worried about this because I'm worried about what it's going to do to liberty. We're free, Rich, because God gave us freedom, but liberty is a contract that we give each other, and in America, that's derived from our Constitution.
Yeah, so without question, and it is.
Every, I'm worried about our liberty.
I think every president thinks that the Congress just gets in their way because if they, I mean, I should say this about you know, really smart members of Congress, that you're not as smart as I am because if you were, you would see this my way.
Well, no, that's exactly right. But you know, there's a great video of the president and folks. The point I'm moving toward is this next step that he appears to be about to make, and that's about immigration, about pardoning, not pardoning, but I heard a new word this week. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but he's going to make legal millions of illegals, and what's the word that they use for that? So the thing is, but because a year ago he said, somebody asked him about that, he said, I can't do that. We have the Article 1, Article 2, like Rich said. You know, we have, I can't just do that. Government, the Congress passes laws. I can't just do that. But apparently now he's going to do that.
Well, you know, I think Eisenhower was once quoted as saying that when he was the head of SHAPE, the chief guy in Europe, he could move a million men with a phone call, but as president, he couldn't get anybody to do anything
because he wasn't an ideologue,
and because he was the president, not the king.
That's exactly right. And we're going to talk about what's about to happen, folks. You need to pay attention to this. Tin Tail, stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.